Welcome back to The Upswing. Big thank you to Lindsay from Wantable for joining us. We'll move from fashion subscription to hemp farming. That's a fast move from commerce community. I have CBD questions. You probably do too. It's big business, not only here in the state of Wisconsin, but across the country. One local company, Lake Country Growers, is a hemp-derived CBD brand opening a new store this weekend in beautiful Wales, Wisconsin. Rebecca Ramage joins us from Lake Country Growers. She has answers to my CBD questions, I'm sure. Rebecca, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Sure. So give us just the CBD 101. You know, what is CBD? What are all the researched possible benefits, side effects? What is it? How do you derive it from hemp? Give us the lay of the land at your family farm.
All right. Sounds good. Well, some of the research possibilities and side effects, you know, range anywhere from pain relief to helping relieve insomnia, reducing stress levels, and overall supporting a healthy lifestyle. Oftentimes, there's no side effects from taking CBD products, but you can. Some consumers can experience like dry mouth, drowsiness, fatigue. And an article from the Mayo Clinic, they did cite that there's tons of research being done for different conditions, including Parkinson's disease, schizophrenia, diabetes, multiple sclerosis, and anxiety. So knowing all that, we were super interested in starting a company that could kind of support and help pretty much everyone because everybody's kind of suffering from something under that umbrella.
So what year did you launch Lake Country Growers?
Yeah, so we officially incorporated in February of 2019, but the idea for Lake Country Growers was kind of brewing over the summer of 2018.
Okay. All right. So what are some of the challenges that hemp growers have in Wisconsin? Just, you know, regarding maybe licensing and regulations, is there a lot of, I don't want to call it red tape, but are there a lot of logistics to go through in terms to get the farm up and running?
Yeah, so way back in the beginning, obviously, it was way more of a challenge with the passing of the Farm Bill in 2018, you know, December of 2018. So everybody was kind of what we call the green rush. Everybody's kind of rushing to get into the industry. What's it going to be like? What does the future hold? And so no one really had a path because up until that point, it had been illegal, you know, to farm hemp, you know, here in the United States. And so it was kind of everybody's best guess at where would this go? Okay. So for us, you know, we looked at the industry, we looked at like the farming aspect, and we really just kind of wanted to grow clean, quality, organic products that we would, you know, use for our families.
Yeah.
And so what everybody else was doing was kind of different, but that was what we were really focusing on in 2018. And we were under the Wisconsin hemp pilot program back in 2019, and it has transitioned into 2022 into the USDA program, which is a federal program.
And what do you offer then product wise, and how do you message that the safety of the products and the use of them to the consumer?
Yeah, so one of the things we really pride ourselves on is education. So if you check out our website, we have lots of blogs and research on the frequently asked questions and the things that people are concerned about, right? So then we take that into our labeling. And so when you flip over our packages, it's very clear what's in the package, you know, what's the serving size, what we recommend. And then again, just back to the website, if you have more in-depth questions, you can go there and do some research. And you can always call our 800 number, too, if you have questions about the products as well.
All right. Very good. Rebecca Ramage from Lake Country Growers joins. When we come back, we'll talk about kind of the standards around CBD. Hemp, is the hemp market becoming oversaturated? I want to see what you're seeing in the space, how the business has grown since you started, and what we can expect this weekend with your new retail outlet. This is The Upswing, all about commerce and community. You're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing, the business of CBD. In Wisconsin, Lake Country Growers co-owner Rebecca Ramage joins us. Rebecca, so in terms of the hemp market in the state, we're still kind of in the infancy, right? I mean, compared to what other states have been doing, I know you're from Iowa, right?
I am from Iowa originally, yeah.
Okay. So Iowa, I think even Minnesota, some of our neighboring states have really seen some growth here. But what do you think the state can do to continue to encourage growth? And what do you anticipate happening in the hemp market in the next couple of years?
Yeah, so, you know, Illinois, Michigan, Minnesota, they all have legal recreation for cannabis. And I'm not going to presume to know what happens in government and lobbyists. But, you know, I think that at the state level, we really just need a lot of financial support before we're going to see any change happen.
Yeah, I mean, do you think, you know, as Wisconsin continues to look at legalization, does that help or hinder the hemp business? I would guess it's kind of a rising tide lifts all boats, but, you know, different products, obviously.
Yes, different products, but yes, rising tide lifts all boats. And the other thing, too, is with legalization comes more conform regulation. And so then every state's doing the same thing, or everybody's, you know, following the same path. And that really makes everything easier, because now you know exactly what you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. And just helps, you know, clear up the waters.
Yeah. When you look at the product mix and even some of the products on your site, and you'll have in your new retail store that I want to talk about a little bit as well, some of the child-based CBD products, what is there a concern in the industry there? Obviously, they can be a big help for kids, but how do you work with parents to make sure they have the proper education around what CBD could do and shouldn't do with children?
Yeah, so obviously there's lots of different research out there. One of the things that we really like to do is find out on an individual level, what are you looking for? So we really want to talk with them to help them find out what they're trying to accomplish and what their struggles are, because there's just, it's a personal journey. It's never just a blanket statement. And obviously there is a major concern with, you know, kids and vaping. We don't sell vape products, you know, whether it's nicotine or cannabis. You know, vaping has got lots of harmful benefits or harmful side effects. So it's one of those things we just kind of want to stay away from as a family-friendly brand. But we've also seen, you know, with other products like our low-level CBD gummies and kids with a lot of anxiety, especially post-COVID, a younger generation of kids are having stress that, you know, we didn't see even 4 or 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. So it's definitely, you know, CBD products, hemp-derived products can be really beneficial for people of all ages. But again, it's a personal journey. So we like to really explore what are you looking to try and accomplish. So that way we can partner you up with the right product.
Yeah. From a pricing standpoint, give us a range in terms of quantity and pricing. And is there a standardization there in the market?
Yeah, you know, I don't think it's really a standard across the board. Okay. We really strive to use the best top quality products we can, organic farming practices. So we have a lot of transparency in what we're using. So we're using the top quality. You know, the guy down the street, I can't guarantee what he's using. And as far as pricing on our end, we price everything per milligram, so like per strength or per dose.
Okay.
So the more higher dose it is, it's going to be a higher priced item.
Okay, so tell us about the new retail store opening this weekend.
Yeah, we're super excited. We're going to be celebrating what we call Farmly style with discounts, raffles, and a whole lot of fun. We're going to have tours of the new space, some music outside, we're going to have beanbags. We'll have some cakes going. It's just going to be a fun afternoon, well, actually all day from 10 to 6 on Saturday. And yeah, we're really looking forward to showing off the new space. It's been part of the vision since the beginning, and we're excited that almost 6 years later, here we are.
All right, very good. And what, remind us the address out there in Wales?
It's 200 West Summit Avenue in Wales, Wisconsin.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your time this morning, Rebecca. Lake Country Growers in Wales, Wisconsin, open up a new retail outlet to accompany their family farm, all CBD products, all the time. Go in, go safe, and experience. Thanks, Rebecca. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks.